Welcome to visitors here this morning. Please feel free to worship with us. Why don't we start off with a word of prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for the beautiful day outside that it is, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to worship you. Lord, I just pray for our service this morning. Be with the teachers and the one who brings the message, Lord. I just pray that we could really feel your spirit here this morning. Just be with each one. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So this morning for devotions, I would like to talk a little bit about commitment. Thinking back to the revival meetings that we had a couple weeks ago, there was quite a few commitments that were made over that week. And it was really exciting to see all the zeal and the fire that people had, the willingness to make commitments. I know I was excited. It was a very encouraging time. But now, 2 weeks later, are we still excited? Are we still excited about our commitments? Are we willing to make the sacrifices that it takes to keep those commitments? So just to be honest, I made a commitment. My commitment was that I would spend more time in God's Word and spend more time in prayer. Is something that I struggle with a lot. And I was excited. I was pumped. I was going to get up at 5 o'clock every morning and really dig into the Word. But needless to say, some of that excitement is gone now. So how do we keep those commitments? How do we keep that excitement? I like to sleep in. I think I have this little maybe a sleeping disorder where those hours between 6 and 8 in the morning are extremely important to me. No, but it is a struggle getting up. So how can I make these commitments and then follow through with them without losing hope, without feeling discouraged? I want to look a little bit, a couple scripture passages that I found on how God views our commitments we make to Him. I just have a couple different verses to read. The first one is Ecclesiastes 5, verses 4 through 7. And now these are mostly talking about making vows to the Lord. I don't know if that's different than making a commitment to the Lord or not, but I think we can probably take it the same way, more or less. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thine hands? For in the multitude of dreams and in many words there are also divers vanities. But fear thou God. And then a couple of verses from Deuteronomy 23. Verse 21. When thou shalt vow a vow unto the Lord thy God, thou shalt not slack to pay it. For the Lord thy God will surely require it of thee, and it would be sin in thee. But if thou shalt forbear to vow, it shall be no sin in thee. That which is gone out of thy lips thou shalt keep and perform, even a free will offering, according as thou hast vowed unto the Lord thy God, which thou hast promised with thy mouth. So I'm taking from these verses that God does take our vows very seriously. And in fact, he says that it's better that we don't make these vows than if we make them and then fail to keep them. A couple verses in Luke chapter 14, verse 26. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. So, there cannot be anything that comes between us and Christ. Not even some extra sleep. A relationship with Jesus needs to be more important. So I looked up some statistics about people who make New Year's resolutions. And I know that most of these are not, they make a resolution, it's probably not a spiritual one, it's probably losing weight or working out or something like that. But I think it gives us maybe a little insight into just how humans act. So people who make New Year's resolutions, after 1 week, only 72% of them are still keeping their resolutions. And after 1 month, only about 50% are still keeping them. And then, I'm not sure if this is after a year or at what point, only about 9% feel that they've actually accomplished their resolutions, accomplished their goals that they had set for themselves. So how can we keep our commitments to God? How can we follow through with them without losing our excitement, without feeling discouraged? And I think probably first, above all, is we need God's help. The verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We aren't going to accomplish it if we're just trying to do it on our own. Those of us that went through the Conqueror series, we learned that accountability is huge in keeping our goals, keeping our commitments. I know that's true in men, and I'm pretty sure that's probably true with women as well. So accountability, filling someone in on what your commitments are. And then I have a few practical ways here that I read. This guy was talking about setting probably business goals or just kind of, I think, personal goals as well. And I really thought they applied well to your spiritual life, our spiritual lives. So the first thing that this guy wrote down is to set your lifetime goals. Where do you want to be in 5 years or 2 years or 10 years? What changes do you want to see in your life in that amount of time? So set those lifetime goals. So for me, in 5 years, I would like to be closer to God. I would like to know the Bible better. Be stronger in what I believe. Know what I believe. So that's my lifetime goal. Of course, our end goal is heaven. So the main reason that people give up on their goals is because they set these high goals, and they work at them for a few weeks, for a month, and they're not reaching those goals. Those goals are still way off. And it's discouraging, so they just give up. There's no way they're going to reach that. So you also need to set daily goals. What can you do every day, a little bit at a time, that's going to help you reach that lifetime goal? So I guess thinking in my life, setting a daily goal, say, of reading a chapter in the Bible, spending 30 minutes in prayer, something smaller that you can easily accomplish, something that you can attain. But then these daily goals are going to change as you grow. They can't just stay the same. If you're training for a marathon, say there's a marathon a year from now, you don't just go out tomorrow and decide, okay, I got to train for this thing. I'm just going to start sprinting for 26 miles. Just hammer down. I think you'd realize really quick that you might die, but you'd probably give up really soon. And you see, oh, that's so hard. There's no way I'm ever going to run a marathon. Forget it. I'm done. But if you start small, maybe run a mile, you could probably do that. Do some strength training. Change your diet. Small things that you can accomplish. And build up. Now, if you just keep running a single mile every day, and then you decide, okay, I can run a marathon. Well, you might be in first place after the first mile. But by the time you get to mile 10 or 11, why, you would be falling far behind. So change those daily goals. Don't just let them stay the same. You have to continue to grow. And I'm really bad at setting goals and keeping them. So this is something that was encouraging to me when I was reading it. And I hope it can encourage you. I hope you can apply it to your spiritual life. If you make commitments, I hope you can stay excited about them and keep them. And then ultimately finish the race in first place. So that's all I have for devotions.